We're on the phone this time with Coach Craig Keith. Craig Keith coaches the Lady Panthers of Polo, and they have been victorious twice this week, 8-2 on the season, 1-0 on the conference. Coach, a good week of basketball for you here. And let's start off with, let's go to last night's game. Just a quick rundown of it. You were facing off against Albany, and you were victorious 75-30. Tell us, what were your defensive schemes that you were running last night?
We just really tried to work. We played some zone and try to come out and put pressure, put a lot of pressure at the top of the key on the ball, and just a half court pressure, and got a lot of turnovers that way, and really pushed the tempo in transition, and got a lot of transition baskets, especially in the first half, and in our half court sets offensively, we were able to be pretty balanced as far as that goes, and I thought we did a really good job on both ends of the floor, just being disciplined in what we do, we had one let down we felt, and that was giving up double digit points in the second quarter, and we try to pride ourselves in not doing that, we did it that one quarter, but the girls responded a lot better after that.
Well, you know, putting up 75, basically how your perimeter shooting must have been pretty good. Did you have any threes, and who was dropping them?
We only hit, we didn't really shoot that many threes, to be honest with you. We hit three, and our three-point shooter, Tabitha Poggi, she hit two more. She averages about two a game, and she hit two there, and our kind of guard/post player, Sydney Copeland, she hit one in the game.
Well, congratulations on that victory, 75-30 last night against Albany. Now let's move to tonight. You took on Southwest Ludlow, and another big win for you here. I mean, basically, you doubled up on them, 70-37. Tell us what was successful, what worked best for you tonight.
Again, you know, defensively, scheme-wise, nothing changed from the night before. We tried to do the same thing we had done in the previous game, and it was working, and we got a lot of our points off of their mistakes, and really pushed it in transition. Did a lot of damage as far as that goes. Our free throw shooting was probably the worst. You'd think, you know, 70 points, we probably hit a lot of free throws and hit a lot of threes again, but we didn't really attempt too many threes, and we only hit one three. And we only made seven free throws, so that was 10 of our points right there, and the rest were all twos. Just we did a really good job of feeding the post tonight, and I mentioned something to my assistant coach. One stat I was proud of, this kind of tell the tale how balanced we are scoring. We're 8-2, and this was the first game we had this year where we had a girl score 20 points or more, and that was Danielle Allen, our post player in the middle there. She, like I said, she had 21 tonight, and that was the first time we had a girl over 20 on the season. We're pretty balanced scoring, and I was really proud of her and the rest of the team for getting her the ball and letting her go to work down low.
That's a lot of assists to be passing around, and I tell you what, 20 points at the post, she's a presence then. What year is she, a senior, junior?
She's a junior, yep.
Okay, so you got it for another year. That'll make you happy about that. We're on the phone right now with Coach Greg Keith of Polo Panthers, the Lady Panthers, victorious tonight against Southwest 70-37. Coaches, we're ready for your interviews. Call us up, 800-214-2173 for the fifth quarter show. Coach Keith, you're 8-2 on the season, and what's in store for you this weekend? Who's your next opponent and where?
We play in the Bill Burns Classic over in Lathrop. We play Tuesday night against, we are the 3 seed. We play the 4 seed in the first round matchup against conference opponent in Maysville. So they're quite the powerhouse over there. We know it's going to be tough draw, and you know, it's a tough tournament. There's actually only 5 teams in it this year, but you know, there's a lot of good teams. Well, they're all good. So we know it's going to be a pretty big week as far as competition goes. And you know, whether we get beat around or get really really tested, it'll be good for us. And that week will always makes us better in the long run.
Do you rest your players? Do you get them out there this weekend running?
We're going to give them a little bit of rest here the next couple of days, and they've been after it for the whole week, and give them a little bit of rest, and then try to hit the ground running on Monday.
Well, Coach Keith, congratulations on a good season so far, and we hope to hear great things from you as we head towards the end of February, into March, and get some postseason play for you. And please call us next Friday, if you will.
I will do that.
Thank you. Coach Greg Keith of the Polo Lady Panthers, and he is part of the Fifth Quarter Show on KMZU.